Everyone knows they need to fit in somewhere. Whether it's at school, work, or parties, people just want an outlet to express themselves with other people who feel or think the same way. I'm here with Kyle Rothman, who has a very cool way of fitting in and finding his outlet in the underground punk rock scene.
My experience was really interesting. About mid freshman year, I met a group of kids who are really into similar music that I liked, like a lot of punk and hardcore and that kind of stuff. And they were in a band called the Role Models, and they were all cool guys. They wanted me to play guitar with them temporarily, but that didn't really stick.
But you did play with them, right?
I played with them during a practice or two practices or so, but it was a very temporary thing. And then after a while, they about the start of sophomore year, they had this show that was gonna go down. It was gonna be all these punk bands. And it was going to be with this organization called Ithaca Underground, which was supporting underground music and do-it-yourself ethics. And that sounded really cool, so I went to that.
Where is the Ithaca Underground?
The Underground, it has been a bunch of different places. At the time, it was at this place called No Radio Records, which was which is right downtown. Next to College Town Bagels, it's now a place called the Shop.
Oh, okay.
But it's been owned by people who keep hosting shows there, and it's been really cool and keeping up to date with stuff. And I went there in late September before school started, and I was going to go to this show. I'd written the Role Models on my chest with a Sharpie and I was going to rip my shirt off like mid-set. It was going to be really cool. And when I got there, there was already a kid waiting outside with Role Models written on his chest. And I guess I was a little angry by that. I wanted to be the one guy who did that. But
besides just the music, what is it that you find yourself relating to these people with?
I found myself relating to these people because they wanted to listen to what I had to say. It was something that I hadn't experienced before because I really like talking about music or film or comics, like the stuff I'm really into. And the kids I was hanging out with before didn't necessarily want to listen to what I had to say. They were pretty dismissive of what I was into, but I've found a group that shares my interests.
You said you were talking about the punk aspect of Ithaca Underground.
Yeah.
Is there another type, like, is there pop or something included in there?
Ithaca Underground hasn't seen much of that. They mainly been specializing in genres like punk, hardcore, noise, experimental, a bunch of metal stuff, and then assorted alternative stuff, but... And underground folk, stuff like that, too.
So, in the Ithaca Underground, do you ever see a band get, like, too big or, like, sell out or something like that?
Oh, yeah. This one band, Cobra Skulls, who came to Ithaca a few times. I saw them when they first came here at the beginning of Ithaca Underground. And they were, you know, a great live show. And then they got signed to a bigger label. Like, it's still an indie label, but still pretty big. And then they headlined this this tour with all these other bands from the label, Red Scare tour, and it was really, and they're getting pretty big. They're so that's pretty cool.
And you're still a part of the Ithaca Underground. Do you like play any shows or anything, or you just like go to them?
I've yet to be in a group, but I've helped promote shows and I've helped and I've gone to many and I help out my friends set up and stuff, and I'm hoping to get to help organize my two friends and organize this one band, and hopefully get that together.
And you mentioned that you play guitar. Anything else?
Yeah, in this one band, I was actually going to be playing a washboard.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah.
So going back to the first show you went to, what happened there? Like, what made you really like it?
So when I showed up there, I got to see, you know, I got to see the friends I'd made before, and the other three bands that were supposed to play, the three bigger punk bands, none of them had, you know, called or born, so we just thought they were all late. It turns out that none of them would show up when the role models set up and started. All the kids that showed up were sitting down to watch, and I just felt like they didn't understand what the punk scene was like, and so my friend Dan Miller and I started like moshing and stuff, and I ripped my shirt in half, and the guy who organized the show, Bubba, he got into, and it was a really short set for the role models, but once we finished up, we packed all the stuff outside and we set up the drum set outside, and we played out there while we waited for the singer Graham, for his dad to pick us up and help us load out while we were hanging out. You know, we were playing all this music, and this guy, like, just like some random, like, kind of like you know, drugged out guy, just came up to us and was like, "Oh, you guys like punk rock? You mean like Dead Boys or the Damned, you know, stuff like that?" And we were like, "Yeah, sure." And he started playing drums like twice as loud as we were, and there were cops on the other end of the street. So we kind of had to deal with that, and had to tell him he had to quiet down. It was just a really fun experience, and I got to get more closely connected with the guys I was with. It was really cool.
And what do you think about like sellouts? Like bands that become sellouts, because at the underground shows you're just a bunch of people who are kind of like not famous. What about people who become too big?
I've yet to see any band that has played like in underground like this getting too big. There are definitely bands that get too big, and by too big, just too commercial or too out for the money, like U2 going on the biggest world tour ever by spending, you know, millions of dollars, and like that's a sellout thing. I dislike bands when they become more commercial or anything like that, but I
totally relate to that. You know, like Dane Cook, I used to listen to him back in like early middle school before he really became, you know, huge, like a blowout.
He's creating a frame. It's all good.
No, because like he used to be really funny, but now he doesn't have to try because he's in movies and stuff. So he's just kind of like a complete sellout, and he's not that funny anymore, but he's so rich now because everyone's listening to him, and I hate that.
So, like, you know, bands in the underground are people that you can actually talk to. Like after shows, I usually talk to most of the guys there, and I can relate to them, and they're really nice, and I feel like that with all these other bands, I just wouldn't have like any bands that are becoming commercial or really big or out for the money, that they would not have that kind of fan connection point.
All right. Thank you, Kyle, for stopping by, and thanks to our 80 million fans for keeping us on the air.
Wait, are you serious? There's 80 million people listening to this right now?
Yeah.
What? Are you serious? No, play like that.
Wait, Kyle, come back. Come back here.
No,
yo, come back. It's all right. You're not a sellout.
Yeah.
Well, is he gone? Did he go?